Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at the state of education in the Silver State. Marlene Lockhart has the rundown.
Today, we're going to be speaking with Nevada State Education Association President Lynn Warney.
Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Steve Robinson, Ernie Adler, and Alfredo Alonso. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
Hey man, what's up with the cord?
Well,
it's a nice day out. Thought I'd come over here with my cable internet.
You know, if you had AT&T, you'd get high-speed internet service at thousands of hotspots for free.
This ain't working out so bad. Plus, the neighborhood kids really enjoy it. Cinderella dressed in yellow. Not this time, Johnny! Stop!
It's easy to beat cable with AT&T. Enjoy free access to the nation's largest Wi-Fi network when you sign up for high-speed internet from AT&T.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very pleased to welcome back to the program Lynn Warney. She's the president of the Nevada State Education Association. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
The governor has come out and said that he'd like to see some changes in the law that was passed in the special session to be able to qualify for these federal funds for education. Your thoughts on that, and how do you want this discussion to go?
Certainly, I think it's important that Nevada be eligible to apply for the race to the top funds. And we've been working with key legislators and other stakeholders to craft statutory changes that would allow us to be eligible for that application process. We just have one barrier at the moment. It's that statute prohibiting tying evaluations and student test scores. And we're, like I said, working with key legislators, looking forward to changing that.
And what kind of change would you anticipate?
Well, you know, as the federal government has said in their guidelines, and we agree as well, the student test scores are an important piece to looking at a teacher's effectiveness, but it should not be the sole criterion on which a teacher is evaluated. You know, for a long time, research has supported the fact that these high state tests really aren't necessarily a good indicator of a student's growth, let alone a teacher's effectiveness. It is a part of a very large and complex picture, and we agree with that.
So how are you going to be able to reconcile that? I understand your concerns with what the Secretary of Education wants.
Well, for example, in this state, we are a bargaining state. We negotiate contracts at the local level. To be able to negotiate evaluations and how that would look, we've got a long, you know, rich history in this state of bargaining such issues, from performance pay, you know, to other issues, class size reduction, of those things. So let's have a look at, you know, the evaluations at the local level, so that there is input from the central office administration as well as the site where the, you know, educators work.
And would that be acceptable to the Department of Education?
Yes.
So you have crafted that language and run it By the feds at this stage?
Mm-hmm. We have. It's similar to what California does as well. California has in statute the ability for their local districts and employee groups to bargain evaluations. It wouldn't just be for teachers as well, administrators and all education personnel.
How did this law get in place? I understand that it was in the second special session in 2007. Where did it come from, and the prohibition, and how did it get placed at that point?
Actually, it came up in the 2003 session. It was when the state was first wrestling with the implementation of No Child Left Behind,
right,
which was passed at the federal level but needed to be implemented at the state. So at the state level, as we were working out how to implement the provisions of the new No Child Left Behind or Elementary and Secondary Education Act here in Nevada, it was part of the provision in that when we were looking at exactly what these high-stakes tests are going to do to education, to the kids, to teachers and classrooms, as we looked at, you know, what are the effects of AYP and, you know, that sort of thing. So it was in that bill and agreed to by, you know, bipartisan legislators. Senator Raggio, I know, has talked about being, you know, opposed to it and appalled to it and that we need to change it, but he agreed to that provision in 2003.
Well, there were committee hearings, but it actually got put in place in the special session.
In 2003.
And so...
it's in NRS 386, and so that's the provision of law 386 and 288 that we're proposing changing so that we can remove that firewall, as Duncan and Obama call it, in the Race to the Top requirements. And the states that can't have any prohibition, whether statutory or regulatory.
Right. Now, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
But I'm trying to understand how the process. No one seems to be a sponsor. No one seems to know how it actually got put in place at the end of the special session. What was the bill number?
SB1.
And you're saying it didn't?
If you look at SB1, from the 2003 session, I can't remember if it was in the special session, which one of the special sessions from the 2003 session, which was very contentious. It's a very large bill, and it is the bill that implemented No Child Left Behind in the state, talking about which tests would be used for AYP, how they would be used, when the reporting would be done, which schools would be affected, whether they were title schools or otherwise. It's in there.
Okay, but that provision wasn't in until the end of the special session.
Could be. I don't know.
As you know, there are concerns going into a special session regarding the budget, and all the numbers are coming in way lower than were anticipated. What are your concerns as far as education goes?
Well, to see, you know, current operating year budgets in the districts cut. You're halfway through a school year. You cut those budgets now. You know, you've made commitments to the kids, to the parents, the teachers, to the staff in that school district. You know, when you start affecting programs, mid-year staffing, you know, ratios, that sort of thing, always very concerning.
Do you think that the governor will put additional cuts to education on the agenda for the special session?
We have heard that it might be part of it, you know, because we hear there's only so many places that you can cut. So we'll just have to wait and see. It would be unfortunate if that's the way we've got to go.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Lynn Morney when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the most progressive industrial park in America. I'm Lance Gelman, and this is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Our feature subject is the 15-mile extension of the USA Parkway, connecting north to south and I-80 to Highway 50. When complete, this highway will open up rural Nevada to this major employment center. The shorter commute will save Nevada over 500,000 gallons of fuel and eliminate 22 million pounds of CO2 emissions in the first year alone. This is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Thanks for your help, Don. Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Murrieta's Restaurant and Cantina offers the greatest Mexican food, now with two locations, one at 3060 Vista Boulevard in Sparks, the other on South Virginia in Reno, right next to In-N-Out Burger. Enjoy two-for-one drink specials from 3 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and 99-cent tacos from 2 to 5 p.m. Mexican and American-style breakfast is served on weekends beginning at 10 a.m., and their chorizo and eggs for just $4.99 is the best deal in town. Murrieta's, the best Mexican food this side of the border.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lynn Warney. She's the president of the Nevada State Education Association.
Lynn, I think one of the problems that the public has a perception is that everyone says education's cut to the bone, there's no more money, there's no other places to go. And then UNLV announces the raises, and I know that the university system is not K through 12, but don't you think that gives everybody a black eye when they say there isn't any more money and then all of a sudden all these raises are announced?
Certainly it's questionable. You know, we saw no raises this year, no COLAs. There may be some step movement for educators in terms of, you know, longevity or, you know, increased degrees, master's degrees and that sort of thing, but It's certainly questionable and concerns us in K-12 because there were no raises, central office or otherwise, for us.
Let's talk about enrollment. For the first time in Clark County, we're seeing a decrease in enrollment, an end to the building of high schools when they were being built at such a tremendous rate. Your thoughts on that?
Yes, it has been interesting. It's not only flat in some of our larger districts, but yes, absolutely declining. And so it is concerning. I think, you know, we've kind of started to plateau as a state. We need to, you know, anticipate that then as we move forward in K-12 education. Certainly Clark is not going to be building its school a month that we've heard, and we're going to need to deal with what we've got. You know, we've been able to build an education system based on that unprecedented growth. We've seen a great, you know, deal of revenue coming into the districts on that per pupil basis. That's not going to be the case anymore. But, you know, it also then points to how little we do have for the kids that we have, and it doesn't change the fact that we need to grow the education budgets in this state. Per pupil expenditures still bottom the list, whether you're sitting at flat growth, no growth, or declining growth.
Well, how do you accomplish that with this economic environment?
It's difficult. I mean,
you did a good job in the last session on behalf of education, but I mean, how do you do more?
Well, you know, we're anxiously awaiting the results of the tax study that's in place now and ways in which we can start to provide funding for the critical services that we need to provide the citizens in this state, education being among them. We're going to be looking at supporting some sort of broad-based solution that we hear is going to come in the 2011 session. It is the fact that we are in an economic downturn in this state and in this country, something that we're going to have to deal with as well, but do the best we can with what we've got.
So you don't anticipate increased revenues from this tax study?
I hope that we will see the bipartisan.
And it's supposed to be a revenue study, not a tax study.
Correct. And there's the Vision Stakeholders Group attached to that, you know, and I suspect that the vision that we all have of Nevada and what we want to do and provide for its citizens and its, you know, youngsters in this state is not where anybody wants it to be. So we're anxiously awaiting what comes out of this study. Hopefully it will be a bipartisanly supported, broad-based, you know, tax of some sort that would be, you know, supported by all so that we can start providing the life that, you know, we want to see.
Can I play devil's advocate and say that those on the right are going to say that, you know, the last thing they want to see in this economy is an increase in taxes? Who is there that can afford to pay an increase in taxes right now?
Well, you know, that's a good question. But, you know, you also want to talk about how you're going to broaden the economy in this state. When you've got industries such as the gaming industry that has, you know, been relied on so heavily over all the years to fund so much of what we do in this state, now is also hitting a bit of a plateau. You know, we need
a
to
A bit
look-
of a plateau.
We need to look at broadening out into the community. Large businesses, mining, had a very large target on it this last legislative session. I suspect they're going to have another target on it this session. It's a quality of life issue in this state, and we can't afford not to.
A lot of people say, though, that they don't want to see one industry penalized, that if there is going to be something, they would want to see a broad base, not just go after one industry.
And I would agree, but if I was somebody in the gaming industry, I'd kind of have to chuckle at that, because there has been so many industry-specific taxes laid at their doorstep. It is not obviously a broad-based tax that we have, tax system in this state. They talk about us having only a two-legged stool. Where is that third leg? We don't have an income tax, business income tax, large businesses, mining industry being one of those industries in this state that is a large business that is profiting.
Changing gears just quickly, President Obama has appointed a new Secretary of Education, and he has announced a pretty aggressive and different philosophy and approach. Where do you come down with some of his ideas and the direction at the national level now with education?
We applaud his efforts in trying to reform education. Revising the NCLB, the No Child Left Behind Act, I think that's going to be interesting to see how the reauthorization of that moves forward based on, I think, some of the pieces that he's put into place now. Certainly looking for innovation. He's talked about, expanding the school day, the school year, keeping class sizes small. All of that we applaud, but also a lot of that takes money. And so we're...
But he has a big pile of it.
He does, but there's a lot of strings that are attached to it, and currently this Race to the Top money is set up as a competitive grant. So Nevada's going to need to apply and compete with other states. There'll be other pots of money that we'll be able to, go for that will not be necessarily set up on a competitive grant piece. But, they've got a great deal of money that they want to dedicate to bringing, very low-performing schools, transformational schools up. For example, the Empowerment Schools down in Las Vegas are an excellent example of innovation that we've been able to move forward in this state that we'd like to see expanded. And I think the Secretary Duncan would, that would fit in his vision of where school reform needs to go.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
When you've been in an accident, call 911. Go to the doctor. Then call me. I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson. I'll explain your rights. The consultation is free, but the information is priceless. Send the insurance company a strong message. Call me today. I'll fight to get you what you deserve. I'll take the insurance companies on, head on.
Call Kathleen Sigurdsson at 337-0300.
The table is set, and we're back in action. Join me for my 39th birthday at Dinner with Dave, December 1st. That's a Tuesday night. Make reservations. It's at Duke Steakhouse at Casino Fandango, and it's going to be a party.
Watch the News 4 Morning Show and News 4 at Noon on Tuesday, December 1st for a sneak peek at the menu. Then make your reservations and enjoy a special meal at a special price.
Tonight, The Biggest Loser is down to the final four.
No!
And America's vote will decide who makes it to the live finale.
Their fate is in your hands.
New Biggest Loser at a special time tonight, 9, 8 Central on NBC.
Tonight, a new era begins on this broadcast.
25 countries, 500,000 miles, 1,000 broadcasts. America's number one evening newscast. Celebrating 5 years of NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Steve Robinson is here, Director of State Government Affairs for R&R Partners, Alfredo Alonso with the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, and Ernie Adler, former state senator. Welcome to all of you. Big day today for MGM Mirage. Finally, their dream is coming true, which is to open the first part of City Center. Vidara is the first property that's opening up. What is riding on this at this point, not just for MGM Mirage and Dubai World, who owns half of it, but also for Las Vegas?
I think a lot's riding on it. The question is, you know, in the past, it's always been that new property that kind of sparks newfound interest in Vegas. The question is, with this economy and the way things are, that even with the you know, the rest of the country starting to see some recovery, will that be enough to get people to come to Vegas? I hope so. I think everyone's hoping so. As you saw the numbers today, I think the state's down another 17% in sales tax. So I certainly hope it's a shot in the arm. It's a beautiful property and an amazing facility. So hopefully that does the trick to some degree.
The December rollout, they'll be opening all but one of the towers coming up through the months of December. We've never seen anything like that. Do you see this as something that is going to grow the market for Las Vegas in terms of, you know, because there's only a certain amount of rooms that will be available at City Center. So does Bellagio and M and other resorts do promotions to be able to get people to come to their properties and help boost it?
Well, in a way, they've put themselves out there. City Center has put them, and this whole the whole town has put themselves out there because the attention of the news media, broader than just the gaming community, but the whole news media is going to be on how this property responds and how it works and how much money it makes and how successful it is. And it's going to reflect on whether it's successful or not successful on the whole Las Vegas Valley.
It's interesting because there are a lot of properties in play in Las Vegas right now. Planet Hollywood, Harrah's has bought up a lot of the debt, which is kind of interesting when you look at the financing situation, that you have companies like Harrah's that have a huge amount of debt, and yet they've been buying up the debt of Planet Hollywood and are now going to take that property over.
Well, I think this is really, really an important project to get off the ground. What I'm concerned about now, though, is that we don't have those construction workers building the city center anymore. So we're going to have a tremendous job loss, and we're going to have a job loss of some very high-end wage workers. Hopefully this can fill in the gap there, but I think every Nevadan has to be concerned about the loss of sales tax on the building materials and the loss of these good construction worker jobs.
Right. Well, Alfredo, to that point, with the conclusion of city center, really the building has ended in Las Vegas, and there aren't any other projects on the drawing boards. Anyway, what happens next for Las Vegas? Where do those workers go? And you know, our unemployment numbers are already leading the nation, but...
Well, I mean, that is going to be the issue, is your construction workers are obviously going to leave Nevada and look for work elsewhere where there is construction. I think this will come back. If you look at 19, I believe it was 1990 when the Mirage opened up, we had a similar situation. You know, it was a very risky proposition. It was the only thing really being built in town to a great degree. And all of a sudden it sparked, you know, a huge boom in Las Vegas for many years to come. This could potentially do the same thing, but I think it is going to be a slower process. And obviously, what you do bring in terms of new workers into the facility, Ernie's right, you're going to lose high-end jobs at the construction side, and there is nowhere for them to go. All you have to do is look at a building department, whether that be in Washoe or Clark County, and it's minimal how many permits are being issued these days. So you're absolutely right. It's going to be a huge concern in the days to come.
And another hit to the housing market in Southern Nevada, too, is these people who own homes are going to be leaving.
Absolutely. And when you talk about recovery, whether it's the Obama administration or the Gibbons administration here in Nevada, that housing industry, along with the unemployment figures, have to come back or there isn't any recovery.
You know, we kind of hope that we have what we had in 82, which was a recession, and then we had three pretty good boom years. And I mean, that's what everybody's hoping for, but we'll see.
Well, what brings it back if we really don't have new development? We do know that there still are investors. We read recently where this gentleman from Canada went into Las Vegas and bought like 9 or 10 of the condos that were $200,000 or $300,000 condos for a fire sale, and bought them in lump. But how many folks are actually doing that, and how does he fill those? How does he get a return on that investment?
Well, you'd be surprised. It's actually happened quite a bit. And in fact, there are people coming into Nevada simply for no other reason. I know of a few recently buying at bargain basement prices and selling to people who normally wouldn't have been able to buy that product 2 years ago, even a year ago. So the market does correct itself. And while those that may have invested initially have lost a lot of money, in the long run, people will have access to these properties that didn't have access. And trust me, people will make money off of them. There are people coming in, and those lower end residential properties, north and south, are selling like hotcakes.
Well, I have to say, I'm going to be the optimist on the panel here, because I recall in previous years that when Steve Wynn, for example, opened Mirage, Bellagio, and Wynn, that everybody said, well, they'll never get it done, the amount of money they have to bring in. I think City Center is going to be a huge project for Las Vegas, and I think it's going to be the start of the turnaround. That's my optimistic view. You can tell me about it in a couple of years, all right? We'll be right back on Nevada News Makers after this timeout.
Here we go.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Plus, you can listen to Nevada Newsmakers when you're on the go. Download the podcast free of charge from iTunes.
And coming up tomorrow, Pat Lundvall, the first woman chair of the Nevada Athletic Commission.
It will be quite a show. We'll see you on the next Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for watching and listening.